The recount is back on Amendment 1. Don Nicodem, what's your reaction?
Well, positive, of course. I mean, we had talked to a lot of folks, and the indication was that a recount wouldn't change the result, and that is exactly what happened. So we're very pleased with the turnout of the ballot and trying to move forward.
Okay, what does moving forward mean, then, after the amendment has been passed?
Well, I think in general terms, the moving forward is that the count is done, the measure will be in place, and I think it's positive for folks in Missouri. Anybody that eats, that likes food, I mean, when you look at the host of entities that supported this measure, I mean, almost every mainstream agricultural entity in the state understood the importance of this to the future of Missouri agriculture. And so I think that's the important thing down the road, is that some level of comfort that outside interest with ballot initiatives, et cetera, will be a little more difficult to impose their will on how we produce food here in Missouri.
At the same time, the opponents charged that this amendment would allow large farmers in particular to ignore regulations about farming or that may protect the environment. How do you react to that?
Well, Tom, as I just said, the list of entities that supported this ranged across the board. And, you know, bogus claims like that are just hard to understand how you even come up with those sort of claims. But they did, and they got some traction with it, unfortunately. But that isn't the case. I mean, we're still going to be regulated by the Department of Natural Resources. We're going to have other entities in Missouri agriculture, governmental, et cetera, that have impact on how we do things. We think that's good business, and we'll continue to work with those various organizations, particularly DNR, as we look to regulating the future of our business and do just that.
And I also heard from supporters of it, such as yourself, that this would protect producers from, say, lawsuits or actions by animal rights groups in particular. How do you think that this amendment will help you in that regard?
Well, I think it creates another buffer of protection that we currently didn't have before this passed. So it's not the end-all, be-all. I think we all understand that. But it just makes challenges a little bit more difficult. And it makes them, maybe difficult is not the right word, but it makes them where they have to be based on sound science and reality as opposed to emotion and rhetoric.
Is there anything that you want to add, Don?
No, we just extend a huge thanks to all the supporters that helped make this a reality. And, you know, it's unfortunate there was a lot of confusion created by the opposition. But again, if you look at the opposition, it's a group that's leadership has went out and publicly stated they want to end animal agriculture, and that's serious to anybody that is in agricultural segment here, not only in Missouri, but anywhere across this great nation. So it's a step in the right direction, and we look forward to hopefully moving down the road with a little bit more protections than we've had.